Son muy peligrosos también. De frente, que sit. Well, today is a great feast of Saint Bernard. He's the greatest representative of the Cistercians, which is the most austere branch of the Benedictines. And Saint Bernard has been the most important in the 12th century, in such a way that he was the counselor of bishops, of cardinals, of the Pope. He's the one who organized one of the crusades to Holy Land. He's the one who was having public contest against the heretics. He's the one who wrote many books. He's a doctor of the church, mellifluous. Mellifluous means sweet, the sweet doctor of the church. All his sermons are famous because they are full of the unction of the Holy Ghost. Also, the saints praise Saint Bernard as being the greatest lover of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Nobody has loved the Blessed Virgin Mary like him after Saint Joseph. And Saint Bernard is the one who was going from town to town preaching the beauty of the religious life, of the cross, of being, of giving oneself completely to God. And he was harvesting vocations in such a way that when he was 21 years old, he went to the monastery, to join the monastery together with 21 of his siblings, uncles, cousins, brothers, to join the monastery. So he's famous because he founded about 50 monasteries in lifetime, more than one by year. He also the miracles that he performed. There was no day without one miracle that he performed. But his most famous is his devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He's the one who wrote the prayer of Sutum Presidium, meaning the one who said that we trust the Blessed Virgin Mary, never has been heard for anyone going to the Blessed Virgin Mary has been dismissed without receiving the grace that he's asking for. This is why he pushed the great trust and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He's the one who wrote many sermons saying that she was the mediatrix of all graces. She's the one who said also that the Blessed Virgin Mary should be our focus as Catholics. Our service to God should be done through her and for her. And she had the Hail Mary, the Ave Maria, in her mouth always. In such a way, when he will pass through an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, he will say Ave Maria. No? And one time when he was doing that, the Blessed Virgin Mary answered. And she said, Ave Bernardo, Ave Bernard. No? So Saint Bernard is one of the greatest figures in the history of the church. Especially for this tenderness. When he was 3 years old, it's known that the Blessed Virgin Mary spoke to him. She was already preparing Saint Bernard with a great devotion to her from a very early age. So this is why to remember that the Blessed Virgin Mary must be the focus of our devotion completely. So whatever we do, whatever we thought, whatever we think, we desire, whatever plans, whatever cross, we go to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Saint Bernard is the one who wrote the beautiful prayer of the star, Mary as the star of the sea. Look at the star, look to Mary, and you never will a child go astray. Never will be, you will go to heaven following her light, her teachings. So this is why in this octave between the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is Saturday, we find this great figure of Saint Bernard in the octave of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we know that the greatest feast, which is celebrated in heaven. So this is why we have to remember that our Lord in Fatima, as he did at the cross, he asked us to go to the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray the Rosary, to repair her heart, to have devotion to her, as the last remedy. The interesting here is that what he asked to Saint John at the cross, he's asking us at Fatima the same. So when our Lord was living was dying, he asked Saint John to take care of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to focus in serving her and to fulfill her her needs, to be at the service at the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it's the same message on Fatima, that we go to the Blessed Virgin, we stay with her, we accompany her, we repair her, we console her at the foot of the cross, contemplating the passion and death of our Lord together with the Church in this moment. We can see that this crisis has been the imitation of Christ in his passion and death of the Catholic Church. And the only one who remained faithful to our Lord at the foot of the cross was the Blessed Virgin Mary, completely faithful with the faith and charity and hope. This is why this relationship between the foot of the cross, the Blessed Virgin Mary being the only one holding the world from chastisement because we crucify our Lord Jesus Christ. She's the only one at that moment when our Lord died to hold the world for her faith, her hope, her charity, the Mother of God. So at this moment also, she's the one who is sustaining the world. She's the one who is going to crush the head of the serpent. She's the one who is going to restore everything in order. Our Lord promised it. So by this moment, before that happened, is we are in the same situation that the Good Friday. So we are together with the Blessed Virgin Mary, surrounded by lions, surrounded by wolves, surrounded by enemies, trying to destroy the Church, to blaspheme and profanate everything what is sacred. And we see that event happening again in this moment. We know the Catholic Church will be not defeated, will not die, but it's precisely in agony. You can say that, in agony, because we don't find the faith anymore. We don't find the love for our Lord, and we can meditate in something else. The Jewish people who were claiming him as a king 1 week before in Palm Sunday, they were having blind and false obedience to the chief priest, Caiaphas Annas. Because Caiaphas and Annas, they stir up the crowd to shout, "Crucify him, do crucify him." So these people, they decided to hear these blasphemous commandments, orders of the Supreme Pontiff, instead of obeying God and the evidence of our Lord being the promised Messiah, the Redeemer of mankind. Just because they didn't see in a paper signed or given by God something already saying, "Caiaphas is no anymore, he is not the leader, he is not the Supreme Pontiff, he is not to be followed as the chief priest." Because nothing was signed, nothing was already said by God explicitly, they decided to keep blind obedience to the chief priest of the Jews. This is, I am telling you this, why? Because we find the same similitude with these SPX. These SPX claim that no signature has been given. This is why they don't feel themselves having compromised. So they are crucifying our Lord. They have been unfaithful to our Lord in following him, in suffering together with him, compromising in questions of faith, in order to keep in friendship with the executors of our Lord Jesus Christ, Caiaphas, Annas, in this case of Francis, the Vatican II, a new religion. But just because they said that there is no signature, there is nothing in paper that they have betrayed, they are fine, they are okay. No, they remember the betrayal of our Lord is done at the spiritual level. It's why we can betray our Lord with one thought, with one desire. We don't need to sign a paper that we are not Catholics anymore to consider a betrayal already. When we step upon principles, upon the faith, upon the honor of our Lord as a king, even if nothing is signed by us, we are already stepping upon his kingship, his honor, his glory. We are betraying him. Even if it's not official before men. This is the fallacy that they expect the Jews to justify themselves. But this is why we are at the foot of the cross. Our Lord has been dishonored, discredited, has been betrayed. So what is left to us in this moment is to be at the side of the Blessed Virgin Mary, at her side, being protected by her, and we repairing her, consoling her, repairing her heart, and fighting, spiritually speaking, together with her. She's the one who is going to triumph. She's the one who promised, is going to protect us. If we just remain faithful at the foot of the cross, near to her care, near to her love, being at her service, like St. John Evangelist, remaining to the service of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the rest of the time that she was on earth. And just lastly, just to remind you, St. John Evangelist also portrays, is portrayed by Archbishop Lefebvre, exactly the same moment of the Passion. Why? Because Archbishop Lefebvre was the only bishop faithful at the foot of the cross, faithful to our Lord, suffering persecution, suffering attacks from the enemies, surrounded by the enemies, remain alone, practically alone, and together with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the important thing is here, is this no coincidence, is that the priesthood of Archbishop Lefebvre comes from St. John Evangelist, direct line from St. John Evangelist. It's like our Lord saying, what happened to St. John at the foot of the cross, remaining alone with the Blessed Virgin Mary, faithful to the end, is happening to the church, in the passion of the church together with Christ. And the only one remaining faithful at the foot of the cross is Archbishop Lefebvre and his children, those who are following the footsteps of Archbishop Lefebvre, being faithful, being persecuted, and using doctrine as the main weapon to chase away the devil. It was exactly what St. Thomas Aquinas said, that the greatest weapon to combat against the devil is doctrine. This is why Archbishop Lefebvre is the champion in the battle against the devil, the diabolical disorientation. Because he has been using, and we must use also, doctrine, the defense of the faith, as the main weapon to defeat the devil and this false religion. It's why we cannot compromise our faith, we cannot diminish it, we cannot keep silent, we must profess it, defend it, study it, and love it, facing the consequences of doing that, which is more likely martyrdom, moral martyrdom, and even blood martyrdom. It will be the consequence. Will be the consequence of this faithfulness. So let's ask Saint Bernard to give us the grace to reach for us the grace and the faithfulness and the strength and the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to remain faithful at the foot of the cross next to Mary, facing the consequences of being faithful to our Lord, but always keeping in mind the promise of our Lord, who said, he who confessed me before men, I will confess him before my Father, my Heavenly Father. So we are facing this battle, spiritual battle, and we must keep close to the Blessed Virgin Mary and faithful in all that has to do with our faith and the honor of our Lord and his kingship, his reign in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.